But you say you're looking at these areas. The fact remains, the markets today are tanking. The economy is not growing fast enough.
You know, we have a lot of factors that affect us, including happening in Europe. I can only look at what's happening here, and I can tell you that the Congress can work together to get things done if they so agree. And my hope is that, because what I saw last week happening with just a transportation bill that's going to create jobs, that we can continue to do more of that. Yes, there's probably a lot of skepticism on the part of the other side of the aisle, but that's reasonable. We're in this political climate that we are. But I would say to you that the president has done much to make sure that we keep college tuition low by reducing again the interest rate on their loans, making sure that we make investments in areas that are really needed with young people and our returning vets, making sure that we're opening up opportunities for them to be hired.
But a lot of them are not getting the jobs they really need. The underemployment level is really large. I mean, it's hovering around 15%.
Actually, what's happened though is we've had to our programs and really look at how to focus in and make sure we get a good sense of what their skill sets are and to translate that into the marketplace, because many employers don't understand the kind of work that these military folks were doing out in the field. So we have to change the coding, the credentialing, and make sure that happens.
But this is one sector talking about.
Yes.
Overall, the president is going into an election with a really awful economic state.
When we started,
what can he do remaining?
Well, I would just say that when we started, he inherited, a catastrophe. I mean, who would have known that this would be such a hard recession, almost like the Depression, and yet we're coming out of it.